Good evening. I like to say good night. I like to say good afternoon, each and everybody listen to the time we live in.com. I am your host, Mr. Personality. As you can see, I gotta hold it down because in the building it's kind of quiet. And so because you know it's kind of quiet, we're gonna do like a desert storm. I forget who it was, you know, but there was like a late time, night time. He's always playing slow jams. And when he speaks like this, you know, and, you know, almost like a Barry White, you know. And when he speaks in the night time, he rolls like this. Anyways. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you keeping? Isn't it important to think about how a person is? Now, isn't it interesting to think about a person, to think about self? 50-50 balance. Or is it a 60-40 or is it a 40-60? You know what I'm saying? Like, which way does it go? You know? Which way does it go? But then, how much does it matter in regards to if it goes one way or the other? And what does it say about a person? And then, does it really say that about the person? Or is it this thing that a person stray away from who they were? See? Complexities. That's complexities. Complex nature. But you see, when a mother or father, or even more importantly, the Almighty, is unconditional love. If you look at the birds, and you see the birds fly sometimes, and they fly in a synchronism, or two of them are moving. But they're both moving, like one's following the next one, they're following exactly proper. Synchronism. Because one person can't really do it alone. One person can't do it alone necessarily, you know. Like Rambo, Chuck Norris. One person can't really do it alone. You can kind of, when I say can't really, is because you see the Almighty. You see when you part the Red Sea with the star, Moses. And you part the Red Sea with the Red Staff now. Wow! Part into whoom! But not just only that, there's many different aspects of faith. And going beyond the numbers. So. I remember watching a movie. I used to love this movie called The Last Dragon. Yes, I made the movie. And in the end, because he was like Bruce Leroy, there's a character called Bruce Leroy, and he was the good one. And you have a next one called Shogun, and he's a bad one. And so anyways, at the end of the movie, you know, when the two of them actually squaring off, finally, you know, Shogun was ducking Bruce Leroy's head in the water, right? And every time his head ducked into the water, he would remember certain things about his past. You know what I mean? And then when he pull up Bruce Leroy's head out of the water, and you see the water trickle out, you know what I mean? And Shogun says, "Who's the master?" And Bruce Leroy wouldn't see nothing, so he tucks his head back into the water again, and Bruce Leroy looks again, and he's seen all kinds of visions, and all kinds of vision. And I mean, from in the past and certain things, and remembering who he was and who he is and that sort of thing. And then he pulls his head up out of the water again, and he says, "Who's the master?" And Bruce Leroy, and he didn't see nothing, and he put his head, tuck his head back in the water, whop, again, no. Bruce Leroy, is there a vision somewhere, things again, no. Yeah, vision where stuff again, no. Yeah, you mean some stuff, remember who he was and who he is and that type of things. And then when Shogun pulls it out of the water again, no, for the third time. Yeah, and he says to his, "Who's the master?" Hey, Bruce Leroy, look at his good, his red, his eyes, he says, "I am." Started to go some orange type of glow business now. and Shogun tried to punch, you know, just grab him and what's going on? Because in truth, surely I can post all kinds of stuff, you know, I mean, in regards to political, I mean, this type of agenda, that type of agenda. But it's also good to also come straight off of the heart too. Because I don't know who's who, and I don't know what's what. Because what we do know is that there's a lot of groups that are out there, and people have to be part of these groups. You get what I'm trying to say? Not me, because me running apart of no kind of a group. No, not one. But the army of the Almighty. You know what I'm saying? Because the trouble and the worries for the people that's not a part of the, I mean, the arm of the Almighty, you get what I'm saying? Because you gotta be like, it comes in different ways, you know what I'm saying? Well, as long as we're trying to do what is righteous, because the time is coming down now. You can see all these different things going on in the world today. I'm gonna post a lot of different things, actually. You know, mind you, I haven't really, in the past week, because there's been a few different things and that sort of thing. However, you know, most definitely stay tuned, I mean, because things are happening, and because I really appreciate people listening, I mean, and that sort of thing, then I'll give you the gusto, I mean, amigo and amiga, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you the gusto because, what do you mean? However, there's a thing that they call playing on fear. News and agendas and a lot of media and a lot of programs are these things they call playing on fear. Whether a person knows it or not, they're playing on fear. And these are the things, again, also the thing with me, though there's many different serious things that I speak about and many different serious things going on, I do not want to play a program on fear, you know what I'm saying, or even be caught up in that type of agenda. Because many things are put out there that seems to be true but is not true, but for people to be what you would call this, caught up or what have you, and rigging and getting it. It's called rigging and getting it. Joe. Yeah. So so, truth is, because speaking on a platform such as this, I'm speaking to people all throughout the world. Many parts of the world that want to be just like the West. Many parts of the world has been taken over at one point in time by some type of, whether the eagle, the dragon, or the bear. I'm saying that's all good. Right? More the eagle and the bear. You know what I mean? The interesting thing now, when you go to China now, they don't like Americans. Culture. Hmm. backbone. We all need a backbone. Not just America, Canada. Hey, Ron Bridgen, on the YouTube talking about move to Belize. Belize? Are you kidding? He says, listen, we're talking about natural disasters. He doesn't know about that, but because residents, so what are them big hotel frame chain? Because those big hotel chains now are putting up some type of property over there. It's $1 million, ding, 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 ding. He doesn't know nothing about us, but he knows that they put it up there, it can't be too bad. Excuse me? You know, originally, that's why I call it the time we're living. The time we're living. Because this thing is changing in a hurry, said speed. That's why a person has to be grounded in the Almighty. You know, I'm not perfect, you know, mind you. You know what I'm saying? But I do know. All right, because I didn't want to talk. Well, I kind of want to talk about this, though, because it's relevant. Not to talk about the good things that I do, okay? Because we'll be like this instead. We'll be a straight 24-hour stream for the next couple days, you know what I mean? I mean, listen, if I tell you the good things I do, we're going to be here for the next couple days, but you know, give graciousness. Because, you know, I have a heart to do that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, and I give thanks for that for sure. I mean, yeah. Because too thick or too thin, I like to know if somebody's okay. I mean, oh, I know you're okay. Everybody. That's why, like, I mean, it's cool if you want to tune in. It's cool if you want to call in. All these different things. Because why? Because at least I listen to you, you know what I'm saying? And I have a perspective of listening to and understanding, you know, because of the history of my experiences and that sort of thing, you know. But, okay, so check the story now. So I'm helping a bridging out now with this garage sale. I'm moving later, you know. I'm rolling on a bus now. This is transit. You can call it ETS. Edmonton Transit Services, I guess it is. But anyway, moving down now, all right, now boom bop big mom. Now I'm saying something chilling now, boom bop Mr. First. No, okay, anyway, no, check the story. I'm on a bus now, right? Bridging comes on the bus now. This is called the number 5 bus. Bridging comes on the bus, but Bridging, he's not moving to the street, you know what I'm saying? And everything, they have a lot of drug problem. I'm saying all kind of thing. And I'm not saying Bridging's on the drugs, but I don't know. He's not moving to the street, like he's just walking, you know what I mean, per se kind of thing. And I mean, kind of like out of it, you know what I mean? So he sits down, you know, pants kind of dropping down kind of thing a little bit. Wait, Bridging, you know what I'm saying? And he sits down and he gets up and he comes over, goes into the back now, and he's saying, and he stand up in between, like right behind the back of the doors kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? So he stand up there, but he's not saying nothing, you know what I mean? Not troubling nobody, nothing like that, you know what I mean? I had to come off the bus. When I came off the bus now, I come off the bus now, so I had to kind of go behind him because I'm in the back of the bus now. It means I come off of the bus now, and he's saying, so check deep now. Because listen, I don't talk about the good things I do, but there's always a relevance of what I'm saying. There's always a relevance of what I'm saying, like whether I tell you or not, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Or anybody, you know what I mean, that's how I speak. You know what I mean, I speak in different ways that, like, there's a relevance of it. You know what I mean, I'm just telling, I might as well just say it all weekend. You know what I mean, and see how they call it weekend, that's spelling and talking and different things. And that's why Spanx would always say strong, you know what I mean, strong in, you know, because of how you speak and how the terminology, you know, and these type of things. Anyway. I come off at the bus stop, you know. I got across the street now, go down to the next, take the next bus, go down. They ain't saying, so let me check it deep now. This bedroom now, he's in the back of the bus. So I pass him, I come off of the bus, righteous. check now. Bus driver says, man, I can't deal with this. What's that guy? He says, you in the white shirt, you gotta go out of the bus. Walk, put it over. I don't know what happened, man. I just came off the bus and I walked across the street and went for the bus. And I just know that bus was sitting down there for the longest time. Longest time. And I think somehow, some way, the first bus passed because I didn't see coming down no deep end still. So the bus come past me. Now I'm in a rush to kind of go down to where I got to go. You know, ain't checking deep. Go ain't checking all. Good. That other bus crashed. Jeez, they're sitting on there for a long, good minute at least. I don't know, because time moves faster than me. But time moves slow certain ways. You know what I mean? So I can't really just tell you and judge the time, but it's there for a good minute. You know what I'm saying? And all I know, that bus driver drove off. When I see the bridge in the white shirt outside the bus, waiting at the bus stop, same way, same all. You know what I mean? So that bus driver's gone amongst us waiting on, because he's just like, yo, I gotta get this guy off the bus. Check deep now. So the bridge in the white bridge in the white shirt now, he comes into the middle of the road. He stops in the middle of the road. Listen. In my life, it's one way or another way, and there's also different ways, okay? Because there's ways to perceive this, because it's different things to perceive it. But at this moment in time, I'm just telling you my thought process. At this point in time, I'm like, man, because I know sometimes there's tests that come to me in certain ways, and listen, there's certain ways, I'm just not gonna, like, if I think it's a test, I'm not gonna do it, because I think it's a test. I mean, that's just me, you know what I mean? Because I'm not, you know, I'm excited to test me. Alright, it's great already. You know what I mean? So anyways, bridge in the middle of the road, and what my vibration is telling me, okay, you know, help me. So I'm in a rush, you know, I gotta go. Let me tell you, I'm just telling you the story because the relevance of what I'm telling you, because listen, that bus driver has gone amongst his way. All that bus driver is thinking is, listen, I want to get this guy off of the bus now. He's gone amongst his way. He doesn't realize that this guy's in the middle of the bus, in the middle of the road now. So we're talking cause and effect. Cause and effect. Because with this story now, it's a story where it's like, okay, how do you rationalize it? How do you rationalize it? Because this story is not finished yet. So my vibration says, listen, I'm going to help Bridget. So I said, Bridget, you got to kind of come on the road. Come on. The phrase is like, you know, just come, please. You know? So comes over and stuff, and still kind of like in the room a little bit, you know, but not really, you know. So then I said, so what's going on now? I forget all the story. He says, but long story short, he's like, can you call me a cab? Check this story out. He's like, can you call me a cab? I'm like, okay. Well, what's the cab's number? Because I don't have the internet, like on my phone kind of thing. My phone kind of, I have it now, but like at that time, I didn't even have it, you know what I'm saying? So I said, like, what's the cab number? But the way he's talking, right? Because I'll tell you, let me describe it to you. He walks in like a, you know, one left foot, right foot, you know? And then he's like a hiccup, but his head jolts to the right, you know what I mean? Jolts to the right. Check it deep. But when you look in his eyes are straight. Like anybody you're talking. That's why I tell you, like, there's a drug problem, like, in Edmonton. But at the same time, I don't know all this. I don't know how I'm reading. But at the same time, this is what I do know. What's the cab's number? 82, you know, hitch. You know? 825. You didn't even say it second time. Just 5425. And I didn't say it so fast, but like slowly. Anyways, because between you and me, I don't know what to think, okay? I'm just dialing the number. I dial the number. It says, taxi, dot, 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 dot. What does that say to me now? Growing up, I kind of wanted to be a psychologist at the same time. Once, no matter what I see going on there, around the place, whatever a person may think, but if you can give me the taxi number, without mixing up the numbers, without hitching, and that says to me, you're in the right frame of mind. Call a taxi. Say the taxi is not for me, you know, for somebody. You know what I mean? So I said, okay. Call a taxi. Taxi, call me back. Can't find no. I don't see no taxi coming, but they're calling me back, whatever. Call a taxi again. Boom. Don't see no taxi coming. Not. But all these buses are passing me. I got to kind of go, you know. I asked these two bridges because I want to tell these bridges to go and take care of the bridge, you know what I'm saying? But they're not look for me. So I do something. Okay. No taxi. I said, all right, my friend, we got to go back on the bus. You know what he says? Okay. Because they come pretty often. But he says a little slower, you know. Mind you, his head's like hiccuping a little. Or he not. So I said, okay, come on, let's go across the street again. Street. Bus coming too, you know, same bus that he needs to take. We're going across the street. He ends up stopping in the middle of the street. Bus, the street, the cars are coming, you know. Come on, Bridget, please, come, please, please. You know what he says? I need help. But even before all of that, you know what happened? Because when I missed the two buses, I was getting more panicky. I'm not even gonna lie, because I don't know why these taxis aren't coming and stuff. He said he has money and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why these taxis weren't coming. And you know what really happened? He goes, I just want to go home. I can understand that. I can understand that. That's when I was like, okay, well, you got to go on the bus then. Because I don't know why these taxi guys aren't coming. Bus comes. Right? I'm explaining to the driver, listen, my Bridget just want to go home, you know. But she look at me and think, man, I don't know how to deal with this. He's like, I don't know how to deal with this. And I was like, nah. He goes, he needs medical attention. I'm looking at him, I don't know, I don't think so. Like, I'm saying to you, he gave me the taxi number. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we just have to have patience with him. Them times Bridget's pants falling off, you know. I'm like, yo, Bridget, your pants falling off, you know. He reached down and picked up his pants and stuff, you know. And then when I put him in the long story short, the bus driver is like, he says, okay. People in the back, no, kick it up, say, yo, we gotta go. I'm like, sorry, I know. But they realize, listen, because if you look at me, you know, I'm just a black guy, a couple of dreads coming down, no, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? And like, he's a white Reginald, no, and whatever, you know. Everybody on a bus with different type of personalities and different people. And I'm reasoning the bus driver, you know, and bus driver says, okay. So because he was like, bus driver's like, no, I don't want to do this. But I'm telling him, listen, he knows the bus, like he told me the taxi number. You know what I mean? That's why I'm showing you, like, he must have lots of sense. Like, you know, he knows what's going on. He has to have patience with him. So I sit the bridge and down, no. Sit the bridge down now. Where is it, kind of edge of the seat now? In the middle, kind of like in the middle of the aisle. I can see this being disastrous. So I kind of have to lean in now. I'm pulling back far back into the seat now. You know what I mean? And driver's like, yo, I need somebody to stay with him. I'm like, geez, man, you know, I gotta go, you know, I already kind of, and that's when everybody kind of calmed down for sure. And one thing I didn't like was where the bus driver was like, man, I'm gonna call for medical attention. But because I don't know better, I didn't say anything. But I'll say that it's not a good thing. Call for medical attention. We don't know what their motives are. Which is sad. That's why I wish I had the money where I just drive him myself in the taxi. Drop him by his house because he knows where he lives. Open to his door, whatever, he's good to go inside. And let's go about my way. Because there's a few things to look at it. Because if I wasn't moving in the time frame that I was moving, because I didn't really even, like, I definitely didn't mean to go the way that I did. And not only that, because like I said, there's many things that come into my life where it's a test and not a test. Not a test and not a test. I'm not taking that check right there because I'll both in terms of my consciousness, you know what I'm saying, and my vibration did say to help. And when you're going across the street, goes, I need help. Well, all right. So I take his hand and all my arm, help him across the street. But the first bus driver just let him off in the road. I'm not saying no reason because everybody has their own life, you see. Everybody's thinking about their own self, you see. And sometimes you can't wrong them because of the way society has people perceived and these type of perceptions and these type of things. But consciously, now you see the guy end up in the middle of the road. Now what if he got hit, you know? And then again, what would happen if he stayed on the bus? Go to it. Close it to home. Much more easier. Have a little patience. Oh my goodness. It's not for me. Yeah, geez, on peace. Look today again, no. Not just today. Look at yesterday. On which day? Every day. Oh my goodness. Because why? Because, you know, a little extra money and stuff. So, not so much that, but. Yeah, it has a lot to do with a lot because geez and peas, man. If I didn't have a little extra money, apparently, help in the way that I don't know, you know. But at the same time, I jumped the gun a lot, you know. Jumped the gun a lot because a lot, some of these homeless people, they're great, man. They're saying, all right, well, all right, trust it. They're saying they will survive, you know. But it's not an easy road, and I know that. And what happens now is a domino effect of dealing with good or graciousness. It's a domino effect. Because the people on the bus there, they realize that, listen, no matter color, class, race, or creed, whatever they want, God, help somebody. Help them. Because they need a little help. Our patience also, because sometimes it's not what it seems to be. See? Patience, and that's the most part I can see about, like, because at least, because the homelessness is a lot down here, you know? I don't know why I take on to this one now, but geez, I'm beating what I can find. It's like, it's love, but I know it's love, though, like, throughout the world, throughout the globe. I mean, it's love that changes things, you know what I'm saying? Because what they try to do in society and stuff like that is to create a vibration of hate and evil. But if you deal with that and deal with love instead, I'm saying everything becomes more fruitful. Everything becomes more nourishful. You know what I mean? Nourishment. You know what I mean? Nourish. You know what I mean? Cherish. You know what I mean? These type of things, these type of vibrations. It's true. Because there's a Rice experiment that tells you and proves that. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about where you're looking at one rice. You have two rice in jars, basically. The same rice in two jars. And you tell one jar that you love it, love it, love it, love it, and you tell the one that you eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, do that for a couple of days, and you'll see that the jar that you of rice that you see the dog will flourish. And you know, you see that he can see the turn back and I'll be an awful. You know what I'm saying? So it's an experiment that way. I mean, that's why people will talk to their garden and talk to these things, and you know, looking at history and what they say, also speaking about like the Garden of Eden, you know, and seeing that's why a lot of people like to do gardening and seeing if it's just like getting back to the Garden of Eden. You know, I find that to be interesting as well. Yeah. Interesting thing, isn't it? Perception or to know. You know, but nature is alive, you see, and that's the thing. Once we quit the homeless bridge and today, you know, because I don't want to skip the days. You want to talk about yesterday because I have more out of vibration. All right, check me what happened. Now, this story is only because I'm gonna leave this story because I heard about this bridge. I heard about this bridge from somebody else. I could have met him, you know, but because, you know, so much things, I go through so much things, you know, and I'm getting later too, and what happened now, I'm sitting there for a minute for myself, and I had a vibration to ask the virgin if you want to eat a pizza, because, like, I had a vibration, like, he does good for the people, you know. See, I don't even wish I could, but at the end of the day, is, there's a virgin and he burned his foot on the fire because it's freezing outside. And what this guy is telling me is that, like, he burned because it's hard for me to videotape everything, you know what I'm saying? And my videotape ran out, I was videotaping the sky and such like that, you know what I mean? I didn't expect to do all of this stuff, I mean, I didn't expect it to go so long neither. But the next virgin, I heard about him burn off his foot. Burn off his foot because of some low degrees burns and some serious cold freezing going on outside. He's just helping somebody to on top of things. And you know what? Next thing I'm hearing about some of these guys, when I thought about it, listen to what this guy is talking about. No, he's out there because he's helping somebody. Look at that. He's out there because he's helping somebody. Then there's the next one out there because gives him woman problems. And there's the next one about, oh, I'm a pure woman problem. So what happened? No, they get kicked out of. Whatever's going on, but it's serious business that they're talking about in different ways, in different forms. One today talking about he got shot and stabbed, all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying don't go over there because look how you're a nice guy already. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And it's like I'm just sitting there by myself, really, you know, and what happened on one bridge and come. I'm telling you because this is how we create domino effect, okay? And we can't judge everybody for it. You can't just judge people. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge people. And if you're able to give somebody, give them. Because guess what? Father Jah, he's the Almighty and he's a backative. He's a backative. I can give you today and I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I deal with certain things in certain ways and certain, okay, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm getting weed on to my last, but I'm going to make sure you have something. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure I can have a little something too. Boy, the next one coming out back foot, I'm going to give you two. We're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But we're not all going to go hungry. You know what I'm saying? Better me go hungry for anything. Because, you know, I'm all right. Father Jah, how you work things out. I'm all right. But that's why, honestly speaking, that's why I do the donations for you at the Operation Amber. Because, you know, it's easier for me that way. Yes, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even know. But I have the whole thing straight. You know what I mean? People get free things, everybody gets good things, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get people to sponsor and I'm gonna get that thing working out definitely hardcore. You know? Definitely hardcore. Bridging today. No fingers. I have the story on video somewhere. I mean, but I didn't video his face. I mean, I don't even know if I got that part on camera. But oh my goodness! So it makes sense that I take this thing serious. Operation Amber. And maybe I can get some property. I mean, it'd be good for me to get some property. So whether they want to stay outside, some people stay outside. Some people can stay, you know what I mean, inside. And I'm going to get different properties, you know what I'm saying? So that way people can, you know, because their personalities are different, you know what I mean? So and we want to stay outside, can stay outside. Same way, because I'm going to want to stay outside. You know? So I do it this, that way, you know what I mean? And I can definitely accomplish it, you know what I mean? And I'll make sure that people donate. Or sponsor businesses. I mean, there's different ways, and the way I hear these, like the one homeless one that last one I was speaking with, I mean, he's like, come to the business center between this time and this time if you want me to work. You know what I mean? So a lot of these, they want to work. I mean, and make things happen for sure. Yeah, because there's different ways to do this, like that. And there's a lot of talent out there. Virginia City talking about, I was eating pizza with, no, he's a welder. He's a welder. No, next one pulls up at the end of the day. Here's how this one right, pulls up right before I was leaving. And he's like, hey, friend, go over, you know? And this is how it goes, right? He's like, shh, go over, you know. So the next and cool, and this bike is Chris, you know. Like this next one today, his bike is Chris again, and he can fix bikes. I'm like, yo, let's make some money fixing bikes, you know what I mean? Because I have to, you know, I got more, I got a water to make, so we can do that, you know what I mean? I can figure out what we're gonna, I mean, the market and figure out we're gonna make some money fixing bikes, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, because that's what it's all about. I mean, each one can help the next one, and we can build like an enterprise, or we can build whatever we can build. I mean, because it doesn't have to go like that. And it's also just giving hope. Because in my history, what I realized is that, like, if you, like, for example, like, me doing these things, like, on this weekend, right? So, okay, the bridge went to bike. Okay, let's finish the service. The bridge went to bike. Chris, bike, you know, pull up, you know. He's like, shh, 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 shh. You know, and he says, yeah, man, what's up, man? My name is Darius. He says, yeah, my name is, I think his name is Sean. He says, my name is Sean. And yes, I said, my name is Duel. He says, who? Do it. So, yeah. Okay. You know what I mean? But yo, because this is, yeah, because he's taking care of the camp because the rest of them got out. Because what he's telling me, the people are hooked on fentanyl. They call that dung. Yeah. That, because sometimes I'm around the place and because anyone asks me about dung, I don't know nothing about no dung. It's about dung is fentanyl. Then he's saying, and then talk about the fentanyl. It's crazy in the place. Holy mackerel. Some of these guys are telling it for real. I don't get all of it on videotape because it's hard for me to, my videotape kind of died yesterday for sure, but it's hard for me to videotape the good things I do for sure. I mean, but I know it's good for people to see because I definitely need the help for people to be donating and whatever else is going on so that way I can help out. I can definitely help out the people for sure. I mean, because like winter is, the person burned off his foot. Operation Amber came because I met the lady named Amber, you know what I'm saying? Because it was freezing outside and I had a couple stuff and ting, you know what I'm saying? Because listen, it's not, because it's written in the Bible not to talk about the good things you do, you know what I'm saying? But it's relevant certain times, you know what I'm saying? So people can understand the context or whatever else it is. I mean, certain ways. So anyways, that's why I meant Amber, you know what I mean? And she is just really soft-spoken, really, really super nice, and super, super duper 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 duper. Like, think about other people, you know, in her situation. I mean, and then like, and joking around too. Nothing, man. I'm joking around, you know, which I appreciate. And positive attitude, like Darcy yesterday. I mean, like, yeah, you gotta, you know, says love, you know, love changes everything. That's what he's talking about, you know. Army veteran PTSD is talking about these things. Yeah. So Operation Amber came from that way because what happened the next time I saw Amber, she's hobbling on her foot. She can't really walk too good, you know what I'm saying? Because the foot, like the coal mashed up her foot. That's how Operation Amber came about. But now I put everything together and now I can utilize and run an execution, you know, and try to get sponsors and get the real flyer and get things going on so that way I can help. Right? Because for me, I don't care about your money. I don't care how much money you have. You know what I'm saying? And what I've learned, going back to the same for now, what I learned, just in the history of things, when you create the help, because what happened today was because I'm sitting down there, G comes, he's asking about if I know where he can get some free food. So just lo and behold, I mean, it's coming from the grocery store. That's what happened. Yeah. So that's what happened. And then we got to talking. Yeah. So all we have to do, or what I would love to be able to do, is be the help in a different manner. You know what I'm saying? Because between the people I met yesterday, even from Friday, even with the bread, because I could have drove him home in a taxi or Uber or whatever, and go where I'm going or whatever. And then with these ones here, if I had the property, you guys are right, man. If they want to stay outside, come inside. But they already have like a unit. You mean, but when I was talking about where they're calling the next person with the nice bike, that's like they deal with like things in a unit. But what I keep hearing, or the second time I heard, was that they're still like the people who, like the homeless are stealing from the homeless now. So that seems to be a problem, a new reoccurring problem. I know. But I'm gonna probably create some posters still saying homeless doesn't steal from homeless. Maybe I can help, I don't know. I just have a hard day. But at the end of the day, say, how am I going to make money? Well, my money, not for me really to make money, for me to survive still. But what happens now, if we have enough money where I can help other people, you know what I'm saying? And I have, like, you know, the social media stuff and creating videos and, you know, and these things. You know, like, I have the video for some of the video for what we're speaking about, what I'm talking about now. So, like, I mean, if I wasn't live, then I would put snippets in there. You know, that's the serious thing. That's why we have to help each other. Like, what do you want? Like, for me to go zero in on talk about gangbusters. Gangbusters is the police, you know. We're getting to find out choo-choo, and they're asking for IDs. That's a different topic altogether. Maybe a different show altogether, too, because it's crazy, man. I mean, who are you going to trust? Who are you going to deal with? You know what I mean? Who are you going to trust? You have to trust Father the Almighty. And we have to come together. You have to unite with your neighbor. You have to. Just like in certain places in different parts of the world. I mean, in my podcast, people listen all over the world. And I'm saying in a certain place that they unite. And we give thanks for that because they're given what you call this, they're setting the example for others. And I hope the others are looking and taking heed. Because what's happening is that there's a false pretense that's going on out there. And when they're talking about weeding out the medium class, that's exactly what they've done, and that's what's going on. They mean, so it's either the rich and it's either the poor. Now, the question is for me now, we're not leaving out the poor because, you know, no man down. We're not leaving the man down. It doesn't go like that. Nobody's going to sit down there hungry. If I have a little bit of food or a little bit of something or something, you're not staying hungry around me. It's love that changes everything. It's love that changes everything. As much as it's, because my life is crazy and I'm gonna lie. And I'm saying, like, Jesus and peace, a lot of things come from different forces and I get angry. You know what I mean? From different ways and certain things. I get angry. But no matter how angry I am, no matter what's going on at the same time, I come on to a man, all you have to do is say, I'm hungry. One, hopefully, but I don't want to be in the hopefully. I want to know so I'm able to help you. I don't want no more hopefully. No, I'm helping you. I mean, and I think that's how we have to be, because together, I mean, okay, because here what's going on top of things, outside forces that sit down and play a program in changing your mental state of whatever the agenda. For example, the mercenaries are saying that how they're going to control gang behavior. So when two gang members know in a big fight, feud and stuff, one gang member gets killed, but you think he's getting killed by the other gang group. But the thing is, it wasn't from the gang group. It was either from the government or from the mercenary. But now you got a feud going on in the neighborhood. And I see him, and it's not far-fetched because you can see that they put the drugs into the community from a long time ago, and it leaked out of the black community and into the white community, and there's drugs all over the place. As you can ask yourself where is fentanyl come from, because they tell me over here, it's the second time somebody's telling me what fentanyl seriously is on the road and on the program. No, it's so addictive and so crazy that I'm saying to you that, like, I'm saying that because to get there now, it's just like when you're looking at now, how do you change a program, I guess, overall? Say it stems from kindergarten, you know what I mean? Children and such like that. Put the program in there, that's why they put all these programs in schools and such now. See? That's what happened. But if we did it different and said, okay, well, we're more teaching and nurturing program, smart. So I guess it's patience, also understanding self, reading the Bible. I read the Bible. Nobody's perfect. Anyways, you have a good day. You have a good night. The gracious mama always catch a fight, you know. Always catch a fight. But I guess it's about how we deal with it. You know? That's why I buried only the Bible, because when you're in the Bible, then you're always, I mean, you're more apt to make the right decision and not be so upset because it's talking about, like, you know, the more patience a person has, kind of thing, like, the more close you are in terms of, like, holiness, you know what I mean? Like, Holy Ghost type of deal. You mean, these type of things. Not easy for me, I'll tell you, but it's true. Yep. So big up my good friend Alvin. Each and every time we don't know and say, oh, raging out to you. Big up. Bless up to you and your family. Raging out to each and everybody throughout the globe. And have a good night.